Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tentacle Temptation. This file is just an invitation, a moment of something unusual and fantastical that is your choice to participate in. But before we get to that, it's nice to think of where we are now. Imagine for a moment that it's been a long day, and you decided to draw a bath for yourself. Nice and warm, dimming the light and lighting a candle, so that you can relax in comfort and warmth. Even stepping into the bath is such a nice experience. Close your eyes and imagine the warm water flowing around your feet as you slowly step in. It's when you relax into that feeling, when you slowly lower yourself into the bath, that you can feel the water's embrace all around you, filling you with warmth and surrounding you with a gentle pressure of water. Once you are settled, the flickering light of the candle, the only thing illuminating the room, you can take a deep breath and then just relax into the sensation, sinking back and leaning against the bath, feeling it hold your body in the water in place as you deeply relax. There's a sound in the corner of the room, a sort of shift in the light that makes you wonder if there's something there. It's not quite, well, anything really, and as soon as you try to look at it, it appears to be gone. Whenever you lean back again and allow your thoughts to drift, you feel how an entity is slowly edging closer. This time, when you look at it, you're almost certain that you saw something moving in that corner. Initially, there's this strange sensation of concern, but when it passes and you relax into it, feeling more comfortable, you almost forget that your eyes are still looking at the corner as you relax, and you slowly see something which could be a tentacle gently moving towards you. As soon as you realize what it is, and if you feel even the tiniest bit of trepidation, it withdraws, and as soon as you relax, as soon as your curiosity begins to grow, you notice how it becomes more visible and slowly moves towards you. It doesn't take you long to figure out how it works. Every time that you want it to stop or even worry just a little bit, it stops and begins to withdraw. However, the more relaxed you feel, the more curious you are, the closer the tentacle slides. And it's not just one, it's quite a few actually, although not all of them immediately visible. The more you relax into the moment, the more the strangeness of this makes you think that it's just a dream, so you might as well. The more they appear and move towards you. When the tip of a tentacle touches your skin, you are surprised to find that it was more real than you realized, and immediately the tentacles withdraw, as your reaction shows that you weren't quite ready. However, as you relax, letting your body a little bit above the water, the tentacles edge closer once again, gently moving over your skin with just the tip of a tentacle. The movement is sweet, almost tender. It gently caresses over your skin, making sure to let you feel good, and the strange texture actually feels quite nice. They barely make a sound even as the tentacles begin to wrap further around your body. From where they begin, they gently explore the rest of you. Every time that there's the slightest hesitation in your movement, the tiniest bit of tension, they stop. They wait for you to relax deeper into it. And as soon as you relax, you are immediately rewarded with a wonderful caress. They're moving everywhere. Your arms and legs are beginning to be covered by those exploring tentacles. They are slowly flowing over each and every part of your skin, exploring the various sensitive spots and crevices, the ways that your body responds to stimulation, amplified by the wonderful warmth of the water. Strangely, the temperature of the tentacles is almost identical to the water, and it makes it difficult to feel where they end and the water begins. In fact, after a few minutes of this, how long has it been? You feel almost completely covered by these exploring extrusions. However, they appear to be avoiding the most sensitive spots on your body. There's a few places that they somehow instinctually seem to know you want. It's almost as if you have to invite them in. to feel the aching need as they continue to stimulate you almost everywhere except those places. Their movements slow and perhaps lacking in intelligence, or maybe there's a curious, manipulative way behind them. They are slowly driving your body into a craving need to be touched and stimulated in those places specifically. As soon as you try to move, they stop. If you try to resist, they withdraw gently. But if you choose to give in to the sensations, to those wonderful elations that you feel, they're doing an incredible job tempting you into more. Their caresses in all those curious places is causing waves upon waves of arousal and pleasure that just gets shy of being too good. So far, they've only teased you and tempted you. They haven't slid into anything or rubbed over anywhere that would feel amazing. Do you want to have them there? Do you feel the need growing in your mind to give in to them completely, to have them take you and make you feel so unbelievably good? You already know that it's possible from what they're doing now. You already feel so good purely through their movements, their teasing. It's as if they're massaging and sucking and licking and rubbing you everywhere but those places. You're almost completely motionless. The tentacles have wrapped themselves around, well, your whole body really, and they are teasing you so well. They are rubbing you and pulling and pushing and teasing and tempting, and it's driving you into a deliciously dazing haze of pleasure. Do you really deeply want them to continue? Even though you know that if they would, you'd probably lose your mind and lose all control completely. Do you want them to continue? Do you invite them? And as soon as your mind has made that choice, they move to their targets. Oh yes, they know exactly how to tease you, where to rub you, where to slide into you, penetrate you and thrust to drive you crazy with lust. They know what to wrap around and pull, to tug and tempt and tease. They know what to suck and how to drive you crazy with tiny rhythmic pulses of pleasure that permeate your very sanity and drain you of whatever thoughts you still had. they continue their relentless, delicious assault on your senses, and they make sure that you cannot think a single thought as they take you everywhere. You're not even aware anymore where and how they filled you or tease you or what you feel. All you know is that you're being deliciously delirious in a wave of pleasure, an ocean of desire, a warm tsunami of overwhelming arousal, pleasure, teasing, pleasing, tempting you to give in even more. And you know that there's a place deep inside your unconscious, a moment where you're still trying to hold on, and you know that if you were to let that go, you would explode in an orgasm that would simply blank your mind. And part of you is tempted, is teased, is manipulated and pleased to give that part away, to simply let go of any and all control you have, just to feel that pleasure, to feel that explosion. And you're so close. The tentacles are touching you everywhere. They're rubbing inside and out, thrusting, pulling, sucking, licking, somehow making you feel everything at once. An overwhelming symphony of sensation that strokes your mind and body in ways that drive you to the edge, but not over. They somehow manage to make you edge in a way that is just so mean and good and delicious and depraved, and you just want to let go now. You just want to feel the release washing over you as you give away the last puzzle piece of your mind. Do you want it? Do you crave it? Do you feel that you no longer have any choice as you helplessly suffer the wonderful assault of this pleasurable tentacle temptation? I mean, it's not like you could say no right now, because it's just too good. They're teasing you everywhere, inside and out. They're rubbing you rhythmically. They're thrusting so deep. It's almost as if they're penetrating your very being. And there's this feeling, this almost delicious dread of knowing that if you fall over the edge, you'd lose your mind to this pleasure. 10. It would feel so good. 9. What could you do about it? 8. All you can do is just feel the helplessness. 7. The powerlessness of edging. 6. Your mind melting in the wonderful pleasure. 5. As you have no choice but to feel it rising higher. 4. You're so close. You could have orgasmed a million times before this. 3. But somehow it's teasing you higher and higher. 2. It's too hard to think at all. 1. All you want is just to come and let it all out. Let your mind out. Let your thoughts out, and just feel them taking you in ways that completely defy any kind of explanation. Waves that just keep coming and coming and coming. Just being exploded from the inside out. Your mind melting into pure heat of the delicious pleasure and desire. The tentacles on fire, igniting inside of you a desire that keeps growing and flowing. As you lay there helplessly, motionless, powerless, completely drained from any kind of sense or thought, a simple thing right now of pure pleasure, a creature of craving that has been satisfied and yet made hungry in a way that you'd never quite expect. You've had a fill and a need for more, a spill of your pleasure and memories that will just make you even more sensitive. The silence in your mind is a sweet gift, and the motionless of your body barely registers the tentacles slowly withdrawing. Your body sinks into the bath, your head easily staying above the surface as you are spent. And the mindlessness went so easily and came so deeply. Your body, your mind were controlled completely, but only after you invited it in, after you admitted to yourself how much you wanted it, how much you liked it. And I wonder if you could hear your own moans, your own cries of pleasure. I wonder if you knew how deeply lost you were to the lust inside of you. A teasing gift, a tempting trap perhaps, a wonderful surprise in how intense the look in your eyes, the want, the need, the surrender. And it was beautiful. It was wonderful to allow yourself to give in, to invite it, to experience and enjoy it. Was beautiful and delicious. Not that you'd ever do it again, of course. If you ever see the monster again, would you turn it away or invite it closer? Maybe once more. Just once. That can't hurt, can it? Maybe one more time then. After you've recovered. One, two, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you had fun.